So today we're doing Daf Lamed Tes on the Rambam. All right, let's see. We'll see what we can do. Okay, the bottom line of bottom line.
Yeah.
Bottom line. Base. Amr le Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zeru. Rabbi Yochanan hechi mevarich al zayis miliach. What bracha did Rabbi Yochanan make on a salted olive? Kivan de shakila le garine batza le shiura. Since you take out the seed, the pit, it's now less than a shear of a kazayis. So we're talking about the bracha acharona over here. Oh, okay. Amalei misavet kazayis gadol binan kazayis benin binan. No, you don't need a big kazayis. You just need a regular size of a regular kazayis. So if you have a large zayis that's missing its pit, it could still be sheer kazayis, right? Even though it's missing the pit. Vahu da'isu l'kameid Rabbi Yochanan zayis gadol have. The one that was brought to Rabbi Yochanan was zayis gadol. Meaning, what the Gemara was asking was, how could it be that Rabbi Yochanan would say the full bracha achrona on a single zayis maliach? The halacha is you're only supposed to say a bracha achrona when you eat a full kazayis. But if you had a zayis maliach, he didn't need a full kazayis because no one eats the pit. So the Gemara's answer was they brought him a large kazayis, a large zayis. He took out the pit, obviously, because you're not going to eat the pit, but the fruit part that was left was actually the size of a kazayis, of a regular kazayis. Da'afagav de shaklua legarinusei pashle shiura. Even though he took out the pit, he still had a shir of a kazayis. Ditnan, like the Mishnah says, zayis sha'am lo katan velo gadol. When we talk about a zayis, we don't mean a large zayis or a small zayis, ela beinoni. We mean an average zayis. Vizehu agori, and that's called an agori. Vamer bevo lo agori shmo el avroti shmo. Its name isn't really agori, its name is avroti. Vamila samrosi shmo. Some say it's called the samrosi. Veloma nikra shmo agori, sheshmano agor betocho. Why is it called agori? It's because the oil of it is agor betocho, is ready to be squeezed out. It's not totally absorbed in the fruit where it makes it very difficult to squeeze it out. It's something that the oil is as if it's almost like it's held in a sack where it's ready to just drip right out. That's why it's called agori. So main point number one, a kazayis for a bracha means an average zayis. So if you eat a large olive and remove the pit, you may still be eating a kazayis. If you eat a large olive and remove the pit, you might still be eating a kazayis. The sheer kazayis is the size of an average olive with the pit. So if you eat an average olive, you're not eating the pit, you're not eating a kazayis. But if you eat a large olive and you're not eating the pit, you still might be eating a kazayis. Yeah.
So shouldn't we be machmir to say that the kazayis, what's his opinion that says even a kazayis?
No, but we're asking about a maaser shayu with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan obviously held kazayis. So we're not talking about, there's no such thing as an olive that's as big as a beitza.
But for halacha, should we be machmir that should be the largest kazayis?
No, we hold kazayis for bracha. I don't think we do that. No, I think we have to paskin. Zayis beinoni. That's what the halacha is. Okay. Name a katanai. Maybe this is in fact a machlokas tanan. Dahanu trei talmidi. Dahavu yasvi kamed bar kapara. They were sitting in front of bar kapara. Yivil lefan of kruv udrumuskin upargios. And they brought in front of him cabbage and some type of spinach. And pargios. What are pargios? Rashi says, basar of, some type of bird meat. He says, basar of shekorin pardaria. I don't know if it's chicken, but some type of bird meat. Nosam bar kapara rushos la'ech me'an levarech. So bar kapara said, okay, one of you has rushos to say the bracha. Kafa tu birech ala pargios. And the first thing he said a bracha on when he had the cabbage and he had the spinach and he had the bird meat is he made a bracha on the bird meat. Ligligal of chavero. So his friends mocked him that he got his kedima and brachos all wrong, that he made the bracha on the bird meat first. Kaos bar kapara amar lo ala mevarich ani kois, ela ala melagleg ani kois. And bar kapara said, I'm not angry at the guy who said the bracha, I'm angry at the people that are mocking him. im chavircha doma kamishal otam tam basar meolam asal maliglagta alav. Just because he's acting like someone who never ate meat before, that it's so chaviv to him that he's going to say the bracha on that first, why would you mock him? Chazav amar lo ala malaglig ani kois ala mvarich ani kois. Then he said, you should know, I'm not only angry at the malaglig, I'm also angry at the guy who said the bracha. Va'amar im chachma ein kan, zikna ein kan. You have no one older than you to consult with about what the proper order to do. So you should have, you know, you have such a hilchos brachas shaila in front of you. You should ask a question. Tanu shneim lo hotziu shnasan. Both the malagleg and the mevarich didn't survive the year because of their chutzpah. Wow, that's a little bit frightening. So what were they arguing about? My lav b'ha kamiflegi. Weren't they arguing about the following? The mevarich savar, the one who's mevarich thought, shlako supargios, shakol niya bedvaro, hilka chavadif. The cabbage and the spinach, it was all cooked. It was cooked vegetables. So since they're both shahakol anyway, just take what you like the best and have that first. Umalaglik savar, the one who was mocking him thought, shlako spar priyadama. Pargil shakol niyabedvaro, that no, cooked vegetables are still vegetables, and if they're still vegetables, what bracha do you make on vegetables? Right, barbi adama. But meat is meat, and meat you make a shahakol, hilkach pira adif. So you got to say a bracha on the vegetables before you say a bracha on the chicken or the meat. Says more low. That's not what they're arguing about at all. Dukuliyam shlakos pargil shakol niyabedvaro. Everyone agrees that it's all shahakol. They're arguing whether what you think is tastier gets kedima in bracha, or what gives you more nourishment gets kedima in bracha. So if you hold that which is zayin, that which nourishes you, that which gives you more mizonos, is the kedima in the bracha, then you say a bracha. So this often happens. You go to a wedding. I was just at a wedding the other night on Sunday, and they served as like an appetizer. I could not identify all the things on the plate, but it seemed like a major hilchos brachos challenge. There were like there was lamb. I think it was like a very delicious kind of fancy lamb. And this is the appetizer. There was pomegranate seeds. Ooh. There was a thing of lettuce wrapped in a cucumber, right? And then there was some sort of cooked vegetable also on the plate. So what's the kadima over there? What comes first in that case? Shiva Samin, no? The pomegranate seeds, I think, right? So it's the last thing you would think, because it doesn't even look like real food. It's just a few seeds scattered on the plate. But l'chora, right? L'chora, that would come first. I don't think so. Anyway, but everyone went for the meat first, because it's the part that everyone wanted to eat. So the lamb ended up winning. Yes. If you wash at a right, a lot of people don't like to wash at weddings because they're afraid of the benching shaila they're going to have if they want to leave early before benching, so they're breaking off with the mezumin, so they don't like to wash at weddings. Although Rabbi Storch likes to tell the story where he was at a wedding and a certain Rosh Yeshiva was sitting next to him, and the Rosh Yeshiva washed, and Rabbi Storch did not, and he said, "You don't wash?" And the Rosh said, "No, I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave." It's like, this is Suda's mitzvah, what the hell? So that's the story of Rosh Hashanah, like, no. So anyway, so there is an Indian to wash Rosh Suda's mitzvah. Okay, point number two. Hadama would come before Shahakal normally, but when both foods are shahakol, there's a machlokas, the machlokas between the mevarich and the malagleg. The machlokas is whether you say a bracha on that which is chaviv or that which nourishes. So hadama automatically would come before shahakol, even if hadama is less chaviv and less nourishing, it doesn't make a difference. It comes before shahakol. But if they're both shahakol, the machlokas is, do you say the bracha on that which is chaviv or that which nourishes? Amar Rabbi Zeira. When we were by Rav Huna, he told us, "Hani gargilidi delifta." These turnip heads, parminu prima, rava, parminu prima raba bar priadama, prima zuta shakol niyabedvaro. if you do a prima rabba, you break them up, you cut them up, but they're still in somewhat large chunks, so then it would be a bari pri adama. But prima zuta, where you crush it up into tiny pieces, so then... Oh, then it would be shahakol. Right. V'chiasa lebe Rav Yehuda amarlan, idi v'idi bar pri adama. V'hai de parminu tfei, kiechi de nam tiktaime. Then no, it's always going to be bar pri adama. The reason you chop it up more is not because it's bad and you're trying to like hide that it's like a little spoiled. It's because you want to take out more of the flavor. You know, when you chew a food and you break it down, more of the flavor comes out. The same is true when you chop up a food, so it exposes more of the flavor that's able to come out of the food. That's why they chopped it up. There is a svara to chop up food when it's spoiled, so that people won't notice that it's spoiled. That's what people tell me, be careful when you buy sushi, that if you're buying, let's say, spicy tuna. So how do they make spicy tuna?
They chop it up
and they put in that spicy mayo or whatever, and it's like, so always a little more careful about that. The fish that you could see is always a little more comforting to eat than the fish that you can't see that's chopped up. Stam, life advice. Amar Rav Ashi, ki avinu b'Rav Kahana amarlan, tavshila desilka, a cooked dish made with beets, to lo mafshi b'kimcha, bar pri adama. Where it doesn't have flour, doesn't have a lot of flour, you'd say bar pri adama. De lifta, to mafshu b'kimcha, tfei, but if it's turnip juice that they put a lot of flour into it, that more flour into it, then you would say mezonos. V'hadamar idi v'idi bar pri adama. V'hai d'shadi b'kimcha tfei lidbuke bi'alma avdila. Critical line in halacha that something can have flour in it, and even though we said kol sheyesh bo michameshes haminim, you always say bar mezonos. But if a flour is just there, lidbuke bi'alma, to be a devek, to be a binder, and it's not there for flavor, and it's not there because it's a critical ingredient in the taste of the food or anything like that, it's just to bind the food, then it would not be a bore mine mezonos. That is a critical halacha, as Schreier said, when it comes to licorice, right? That's the discussion about Twizzlers. What? Yeah, meaning there is flour in there. So the question is, what's the function of the flour? Is it for taste, or is it only lidbuke bi'alma? Amar Rav Chisda, tavshil shel tradin. If you have a tavshil of cooked beets, yafa lelev, it's good for the heart, v'tov leinayim, and good for the eyes. V'kolshken lebnei me'ayim, it's certainly good for the stomach. Amar Abaye v'ud yasav abay tafi v'avit toch toch. That's only if it's, if what does that mean? That abay tafi, it's on the pot where the pot rests, and it's and you hear it sizzling. Toch toch is the sound that it makes. It's what do they call? Right. So that's what the Gemara is doing. Right. Tuch tuch. That's what it sounds like as it's sizzling. Amar Papa pshitali maya de silka kisilka, umaya de lifta kalifta, umaya de kulushlaki kulushlaki. Says it's pasha to me that beet soup is like beets, and turnip soup is like turnips, and soup of any vegetable is like any vegetable. Meaning it takes on the status of the vegetable. Meaning, as opposed to peiros, which may not be the same. Bayra papa, mayu deshifta, mai. What about dill water? Limtuke taima avdi, ola avure zuama avdila. Is it there to give it a sweeter taste, or is it there to take away impurities? Tashma, hasheves mishenos natam bekadera, ein ba mishum truma, ve'ina matama tumas ochlin. That meaning we're talking about the same shivsa, meaning the dill is when it gives taste into the pot, it's no longer it's no longer considered truma, and it's not matami tumas ochlin. Why? Because it's not a food. It's not there to give flavor like a food would. It's just there to. No, I'm sorry. It is, right? Shmamina l'mtuki taima avdila. How does this prove that it is a food?
No, it's proving that it's a food, but if it's put in the water, it's only going to get flavor.
Then if it's put in the water, let's see Rashi. Deshivsa Yerek Shnosu Maat Bikatera Lematik Biam of Lola Achlo. You put a little bit to sweeten and not to eat it. The Matuke time of the Mvarchan Amemitav Shilu Barpi Adama. If it's there to sweeten, then it's then you would say a Barpi Adama. Hashav is Ainba Bibad Shala Mishnasnua Bikatera Vatsiua Ainba Shuv Mishamisu Truma. Ah, if you put it in the pot and then have allowed it to cook and then removed it from the pot, it's no longer Aser's Truma. Davile Ke'etz Bialma. Because since its function was that all of its flavor should be sucked out of it and put into the food that you were cooking, when you take out the original ingredient, it's now dried up of all of its flavor. It doesn't have any flavor left. From the fact that it says Mishnasna Tam, you see that its function is to be Nosin Tam Bekadera. So main point number three, Machlokas, whether crushing very small or adding lots of flour destroys the status of a vegetable. Whether crushing a vegetable very small or adding lots of flour destroys the status of a vegetable. And then number four, dill is there to sweeten. So once it's given its taste, it has the status of wood. Dill is there to sweeten, and therefore once it's given its taste, it has the status of wood.